Today we begin, Baruch Hashem, lesson 200 in the book of Bereishis, Parshas Vayeshev. We're on Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37. We'll be learning Pesukim Yud Zayin to Chaf Dalad, 17 to 24, in the Simonim Tanakh, about a third of the way down the page. Vayomer ha'ish nasu mizeh ki shamati omerim nelcha dosayna vayelech Yosef achar echa vayim tzaim bidosan vayiru oso merachok uveterem yikrav alehem vayisnaklu oso lahamiso vayomru ish el ochiv hine baal hachalomos hazeh bo. Ve'ata luchu v'nahargehu v'nashlichehu b'yachad haboros v'omarnu chayoro acholos hu v'nireh mayihiyu chalomosov v'yishma reuven v'yatzilehu miyodom v'yomer lonakenu nofesh v'yomer aleihem reuven al tishpachu dom ashlichu oso El abor azeh asher b'midbor v'yod al tishluchu vo leman hatzil oso miyodom lahashivo el aviv v'yehi kasher bo Yosef el achov v'yevshitu es Yosef es kutanto es kison es hapasim asher olov v'yikochu v'yashlichu oso habora v'habor reik ein bo moyim. Let's take a look at the psukim inside. So Yosef is looking for his brothers, and he meets the Malach Gavriel. So in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayomar Aish, and the man says, that's referring to the Malach Gavriel, Nos'u, they traveled Mizeh from here, from Shechem. They're not here in Shechem. The commentaries all say, not only did they travel from here, but they traveled away from any sense of brotherhood to you. They really are not friendly with you. And how do I know they left? Because Kishamati, for I heard Omrim, they were saying, Nail Cha, let us go, Do Soina, to Do Son. Vayelech Yosef Achar Echov, and Yosef went after his brothers, Vayim Tzoeim, and he found them, Bid Do Son in Do Son. Yudches, Vayir'u also, and they saw him, the brothers saw Yosef, Mei Rachok, from afar, from a distance. Uveterem yikrav aleim, uveterem, and before yikrav, he came close aleim to them. Vayisnaklu, and they plotted oso against him. Lahamiso, to kill him. The commentary said they sent wild dogs after him to kill him, which did not help. So yutes vayomru ish elachiv, and each man, ish elachiv, to his brother said, some say it was Shimon to Levi, but be that as it may, they said, Hine, behold, Baal Hachalomos, Baal, the master of dreams, Halozeh, this one, Ba, has come. Now it's interesting, why doesn't it say the word Hazeh, which means this? So the rabbis say grammatically, when you're referring to someone who's far away, you add the Lamed, you say Halozeh. But if someone's right near you, then you say Hazeh. So since Yosef was at a distance, they used the word halozeh. So behold, the dreamer is here. Now, of course, he was called the master of dreams because he had his dreams. But also, they figured he wasn't coming, you know, just because he's honoring his father to get back a message. They didn't know about that. They said, oh, we were trying to get away from him. Now he's spying us out to see what bad things to accuse us of over here as well. So they really had enough of him. And therefore they come up with the following idea. Chaf, v'ato, and now, luchu, let's go, v'nahargeyu, and we will kill him. V'nashlicheyu, and we will cast him, be'achad, in one of haboros, the pits. But what are we going to do with our father? V'amarnu, and we'll say, chaya ro'o, a wild beast. Achaloso, he ate him up, devoured him. V'nireh, and we will see mayu chalomosav, what will happen with his dreams. Some say the interpretation, these last four words, are not what the brother said, but what Hashem is saying, as it were. Hashem is saying, you want to do that? Well, let's see what will be with his dreams. His dreams are still going to come true. Now, of course, they meant business. They want to kill him. Now, one person is not going to be happy with that, and that's Reuven. Reuven is the Bechor. He's the firstborn. And when word gets out that something happened to Yosef, Reuven is certain that he's going to be blamed. So therefore, Vayishma Reuven, and Reuven listened, meaning say he understood good and well what's going to happen out of this. Vayatzileu, and he saved him, he saved Yosef Miadam from their hands. Vayomer, and he said, Lo nakenu nafesh. Lo not, let's not nakenu hit nafesh soul. In other words, let's not kill a soul. Let's not kill him. That's not the, which is not a good idea. So why, and we'll see what his plans are. Chof Beis, Vayomer Aleihem Reuven, and Reuven said Aleihem to them, Al, don't tishpechu, spill dumb blood. Don't spill blood. Rather, Hashlichu, also, cast him El Habor Hazeh, into this pit. See, here's the word Hazeh now, because the pit is right here. Asher Bamidbar, which is in the desert. And what he's saying is, and how is that any better? He'll still die. He's telling us, but why should Viyad but a hand, Al, don't Tishluchu send bow against him? In other words, you want to kill him, okay, but to kill him with our own bare hands? That's really disgusting. Let's just throw him in the pit and he'll die by himself. And if Hashem makes a miracle for him, he'll make a miracle. Now, what is that any better? Well, the truth is, because Reuven had a plan, and the Torah now tells us what his plans was. Lema'an, in order, hatzil, to save Oso him, Miadam, from their hands, because he figured when the brothers would leave, he would pull him out of the pit. Lahashivo, to return him, El Aviv, to his father. That was really his plan. So the brothers agree with that idea. Pasuk of Gimel. Vayehin it was, Ka'asher bo Yosef, Ka'asher, when Yosef bo came El Achav to his brothers, Vayavshitu, and they stripped off Es Yosef from Yosef, Es Kutanto, his shirt, for his regular shirt, and also Es Kesones HaPasim, and the coat of fine wool, Asher Alav, which was upon him. Chavdalad vayikahu, and they took him, vayashlichu, and they cast him, also him, habora, into the pit. Now the Torah describes the pit, vahabor reik, and the pit was empty, ein bo mayim, there was no water in it. And the commentaries ask, isn't that the same thing? If the pit is empty, it has no water. So the rabbi said, it did not have water, but it had other things. And what else did it have? It had snakes and scorpions. Why we need to know that, perhaps in another lesson we will explain this. Obviously, the brothers were not aware of the snakes and scorpions in there, but they were there nonetheless. Let's take a look at the Psukim one more time, beginning from Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayomer ha'ish nosu mizeh ki shomati omrim nelcha dosoino vayelech Yosef achar echo vayimtzoem bidoson vayiru also merachok uveterem yikrav alehem vayisnaklu also lahamiso vayomru ish el ochiv hinei baal hachalomo salosebo vato luchu v'nahargehu v'nashlichehu b'yachar haboros v'omarnu chayoro hachaloshu v'nireh mayihiyu chalomo sov vayishma Reuven vayatzilehu miyodom vayomer lo nakenu nofesh vayomer aleihem Reuven al tishpuchu dom ashlichu oso elabor azeh asher bamidbor viyod al tishluchu vo leman hatzil oso miyodom lahashivo el aviv vayihi kashir bo Yosef el achav vayavshitu es Yosef es kutanto es kesones as pasi Asher Olav, Vayikochu, Vayeshlichu also Habora, Vahabor Reik Ein Bo Mayim. Let's take a look at the questions now. Question number one: Kate said, Yada Ish, how did the man know Leifo Nosu Echav, where the brothers went? Because he heard the brothers saying over where they were going to go. Two: Eifo Matzo Yosef Es Echav, where did Yosef find his brothers? He found them in the area called Dosan. Three, Targem Meirachok. Meirachok means from afar. Four, Meifa Roach Yosef is Yosef with Neshigi Eslom Bedosan. From where did the brothers of Yosef see Yosef before he reached them? They saw him from afar. Five, Targem Ubeterem, meaning and before. Six, Targem Yikrav, he came close. Nine, Targem Vayisnaklu, and they plotted. 8. Mayatzu achei Yosef al Yosef. What counsel did the brothers of Yosef have regarding Yosef? To kill him. 9. Ma amru achei Yosef echad l'sheni. What did the brothers of Yosef one to another say? Kishiro, when they saw es Yosef miskari vetsam bedosan, when they saw him coming close to Dosan, they say, behold, the master of dreamers, this master of dreamers has come. 10. Ba'er bal hachalomos, master of dreams. 11. Lama korach Yosef, es Yosef b'shem bal hachalomos. Why did they call him the master of dreams? Because obviously the two dreams that he had, and more so to show he's coming just to continue with fulfillment of his dreams of taking over on us and therefore trying to spy out on us. 12. Targem halozeh. What does the word halozeh means? This. 13. Ma'o hevdel. What's the difference between the word zeh le halozeh? They both mean this, but zeh is referring to something this that's right next to you, very close, and halozeh is referring to something that is at a distance. 14. Targem v'nahar gehu, and we will kill him. 15. Targem v'nash lichehu, and we will cast him. 16. Ma'itzivach Yosef zelos elas osim Yosef. What did the brothers suggest to each other to do to Yosef? They said, "Let us kill him." 17. Ma'itzivach Yosef lasosim kufas Yosef. What did the brothers suggest to do with the body of Yosef? Throw it into a pit. 18. Targem haboros means pits. 19. Keitzad heitzivach Yosef lahasbar lavia makor Yosef. How did the brothers plan and explain to their father what happened to the Yosef? They'll say a wild animal devoured him. 20. Targem achalosu devoured him. 21. Ma'achru amru achei Yosef achalam osav. And what did the brothers say about his dreams? They said, well, let's see what will happen to his dreams. Other commentaries say, it's Hashem is saying, we will indeed see what will happen to the dreams. 22. Mi lo hiskim laroges Yosef. Who did not agree to kill Yosef with their bare hands? Ruvain. 23. Targem vayatzi lehu, and he saved him. 24. Mi ratzo lahatzel Yosef midei achiv and madua. Who wanted to save Yosef from his brothers and why? Ruvain, because he needed to take responsibility, because he figures if anyone's going to be blamed, he's going to be blamed for the death of Yosef. 25. Targem nakenu means we should kill. 26. Mara Ruvain lechav. What did Ruvain say to his brothers? He said, let us not kill his soul, let us not spill blood. Rather, let's throw him into a pit. 27. Miyomar lemi, who said to Valman, concerning what Omar lona kenu nafesh? Ruvain said to the brothers, concerning that we should not kill Yosef. 28. Targem tishpachu. Tishpachu means spill. 29. Mahitzir Ruvain lasus him Yosef. What did Ruvain suggest to do with Yosef? Let's throw him in the pit. 30. Leifa hotzia Ruvain lashlichas Yosef. Where did Ruvain suggest he should be cast? Into a pit. 31. Machash of Ruvain kishisia leachav lashlichas Yosef lebor. What was Ruvain thinking when he suggested to the brothers to cast Yosef into the pit? He was planning on saving him. 32. Kate said, "His beruven lachov lama yoser tov lashlichas Yosef labor." How did Reuven explain to the brothers why it's better to throw him into a pit? Because this way our hands will not have killed him directly. Better they should die indirectly. 33. Ayima achim kiblu es atzas Reuven. Did the brothers accept Reuven's advice? Yes. 34. Targem vayavshitu, and they stripped off. 35. Masu achei Yosef im Yosef kasher yesam. What did the brothers of Yosef do when Yosef reached them? They first stripped off his regular shirt and then his kasonis pasim. 36. Malavash Yosef kasholach etzalachiv. What was Yosef wearing when he went to his brothers? He was wearing the special kasonis pasim. 37. Leifo ishlichu achei Yosef es Yosef. Where did the brothers of Yosef cast Yosef? Into a pit. 38. Targem reik. Reik means empty. 39. Ha'ima yashum dover babor. Was there anything in the pit? Yes. 40. Ha'im haya mayim babor. Was there water in the pit? No. 41. Mahaya babor. What was in the pit? Snakes and scorpions. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson 200 and spend some time reviewing lessons 198 and 199. And have a great day.